steady as she goes.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. All in all, the ship that is the U.S. economy is clicking along on a nice, calm sea. We'll get another sign of that this morning, last month's job numbers. The experts think companies probably added 200,000 positions in April. Again, a healthy, solid figure. But there could be some choppy waters ahead. John Dimsdale reports.
Hourly wages for U.S. workers are on a tear so far this year. Labor costs for companies have jumped 2.5% since January. With unemployment at an already low 4.7%, employers have had to raise salaries to attract skilled workers. Morgan Stanley economist Ted Weissman says the Federal Reserve will be on the lookout for an even tighter labor pool.
I think the Fed is concerned that with the economy essentially operating at full employment and with demand looking pretty strong, if that situation continues, it's a recipe for cost pressures to be pushed through to final prices as we go forward.
Adding to those inflationary pressures is the rising cost of virtually all raw materials, from metals to petroleum. Most economists, including Weissman, expect the Fed to ratchet up short-term interest rates next week and at least one more time this year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
I doubt many Americans would argue against having a September 11th memorial at Ground Zero, but plenty of people are squabbling about the cost of it. Right now, estimates are topping $1 billion. New York City's mayor says it should only cost half that. The state's governor also wants to rein in the price tag. The current estimate would make it 5 times more expensive than the World War II memorial in Washington. Construction was supposed to start in March, but folks can't agree on the design or the cost. Tomorrow is the 132nd Run for the Roses, and for the first time, the Kentucky Derby will have a corporate sponsor. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Who is the corporate parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut? Anyone who said Yum Brands, step into the winner's circle. After tomorrow, a lot more people may know that answer. Besides sponsoring this year's Run for the Roses, Yum Brands will air a series of ads throughout the broadcast. The campaign is less about tacos and more about tickers. Stock tickers. The commercials feature Yum Brands' symbol on the New York Stock Exchange and its website. Marketing professor Tim Calkin says the company is shopping for investors.
You know, people are always most comfortable investing in companies and brands that they know and that they feel good about, but that's a challenge in this case.
Calkin says, by contrast, the company's competitors, McDonald's and Wendy's, are very familiar to investors. Yum Brands is a local favorite. The 9-year-old spinoff from PepsiCo is based in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
So what's the best city in America for business and careers? Forbes magazine says it's ALBUQUEERQUE. Albuquerque jumped from number 5 to the top spot on the magazine's annual list. Raleigh, North Carolina was next, followed by Houston, Boise, and Knoxville. The rankings are based on things like cost of living, job growth, crime rates, and culture. Oil prices dropped, and Wall Street liked it. The Dow gained 38 points to 11,438. NASDAQ finished up 19. The S&P 500 rose 4. Today, oil is trading at $70.50 a barrel. You're listening to Marketplace. Whole Foods goes on the defense today in a California court. The grocer is being sued in a case that involves duck and geese liver. Sarah Gardner reports.
Whole Foods doesn't sell foie gras. It objects to the force feeding of ducks and geese. When it told one of its suppliers to get out of the foie gras business or it would terminate its contract, the supplier did. Now that company's supplier, Sonoma Foie Gras, is suing Whole Foods for intentional interference with contract. Grocery analyst David Livingston says Whole Foods has become the Walmart of the natural foods business.
Whole Foods doesn't quite swing the big bat like Walmart. But because they are number one, they do have a tremendous influence over their suppliers.
Sonoma Foie Gras has yet to find another buyer and contends it will be forced to close if it doesn't. Foie gras will be banned in California starting in 2012, and the city of Chicago just passed a motion to ban the delicacy. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The NHL playoffs are in full swing now. Go Sabres. No, you won't see any of the games on ESPN or the big networks, but hockey is doing all right for itself, considering it shut down for a whole year. Business of Sports commentator Diana Nya joins us now. Hi, Diana.
Scott, what's up?
Well, other leagues have suffered badly after something like that. So why is hockey bouncing back so quickly?
You know, I'm personally shocked. I mean, baseball has had to work so hard after their last strike to, you know, to regain some trust with the fans. But I think a couple things happen. I give the players a lot of respect because, you know, they're called all these years, hockey's been called part of the Big Four. You know, so they're right up there. They're supposed to be right up there with Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL, but they never have been. So the players have had this inflated sense, you know, and the few of them, the Mario Lemieux of the world, you know, have such star status that they think, hey, we're right there. We're with Derek Jeter, man. We're the big stars of sport. And so they started with their union to demand more and more percentage of the pie. And it wound up, as of before this strike, they were taking 75%. All the players of the entire revenue of hockey. And, you know, that's where the stalemate came last year with the strike. But as they started to negotiate, they realized they could lose the entire sport unless they got real. And they got real, and they're down now to 54%. So they're taking less of that pie. And so, you know, the fans stuck with them, too, just because the players ate some humble pie.
What changes specifically did the NHL make, you think, that has enabled them to be successful this season?
Besides the business end, they also changed a bunch of rules in hockey this year. Just on the actual play, you're a hockey fan, aren't you?
Definitely.
Well, haven't you noticed more scoring this year?
Yes, the Sabres scored 15 goals in two games.
See, you've got your stats all together. Well, the stats prove this year that there are more goals scored. And so the fans are happy. They're seeing more action. People are happy out at the rink, you know. And I, as I said, after a huge strike like that, usually fans are mad. They feel like they were the ones done wrong. And they won't come out for a couple of years. But they're out in big numbers this year. Record attendance.
Well, how about TV? Does hockey try to parlay this pretty successful season with attendance at the arenas into a better TV deal next year?
They don't have one. And I must say, you know, it's, you know, after all these years, everybody keeps talking about it's hard to televise that little puck. They tried the glow puck one year, a couple of seasons. You know, that didn't go over very big. But hockey, if you just want to compare it to baseball, for instance, 7% of the projected yearly revenue for hockey comes from their TV deal. In baseball, it's 16%. It's twice. And right now, if there's any non-success part of the hockey story, it's their television deal.
All right, Diana, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Diana Nyad is Marketplace's Business of Sports commentator. She'll be back in a few weeks. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Here's a new business concept. Make a
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.